Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Do you ever get so fixed on wanting something to work out, and when it doesn't, it just pisses you off or frustrates you, maybe makes you angry, maybe a combination of all of those? Well, today I'm going to share something that will relax you and put your mind at ease a little bit more. So thank you for being here and taking time out to improve the quality of your life. Make sure you stay until the end because I have a bonus tip for you then. If you have not done so, please leave a rating on Apple Podcasts. And if you do so by Monday the 30th of May, you could be in with a chance to win over $1,500 worth of coaching prizes. See the show notes for more information. I caught myself in this trap the other day. I was in a tapping session and I realized I was getting very caught on the outcome again. And it's an easy mistake to make, but I caught myself and brought myself back fast. What's tapping? Well, tapping is EFT, which stands for emotional freedom technique tapping. And basically it's about tapping with your fingers certain points on your body while saying certain phrases. I was working with a professional on this, and they take what you're feeling and then you start saying words at the same time you're tapping your body, and it creates both an emotional response in terms of the words you're saying and a physical response. So it creates changes in how you feel. Now, I was doing this the other day and I was actually speaking out loud, and I realized there was elements of me still wanting to control the outcome. I was very fixated on, I've just done this launch, this program. Okay, I've done great in this one. Now I need to make sure I have this amount of people in the next one. I was fixated on a number. Now, can I control 100% how many people I sign up for, who signs up for my next program? No, of course I can't. I can influence it by good marketing and adding more value, and the people in my current one got so much value that they were like jumping into the next opportunity. So that was an influence thing. But at the end of the day, I couldn't control who goes on. Now, this is obviously more of a business perspective I'm talking here. But I've been caught up in it, and I've been caught up on like going in like a social life. Oh, it's going to have to work out. I have to get on with people in that situation. Getting so focused on something working out, maybe you can relate. And when it doesn't, it just makes you angry, like I said. And why do we do this? Well, we do this because we have a very competitive society. Particularly if you're maybe in somewhere like UK, like myself, or the US, or kind of some other countries, where we have these competitive societies of like going on social media and seeing someone killing it in business or the same space as us. And we're like, right, we've got to up our games. We've got to get more followers, got to get more money. We've got to look super attractive on photo because so-and-so is, even though it's probably filtered, all these kind of things. And we're brainwashed into thinking we want to achieve something right now. We get this instant gratification. I want to be earning $100,000 tomorrow, and so-and-so is going to help me. And that's how we get caught in social media marketing and then into sales. Now, it also causes, like I'm obviously the main point of this, is when we get so fixated on an outcome and an idea that influences us, that can be why. Now, if you keep focusing yourself on the outcome, and if you continue to do so, and it's not made you necessarily happy or joyful, if you continue to do so, do you think it will? Probably not. Now, I admit to being caught in this too, and I'm going to go into how you can take yourself away from this in a moment. But I've definitely been caught on this, like, I need to have this amount of money by then. I need to have this amount of followers. Even my early days of podcasting, I need to have this amount of downloads. And like I said, I've been caught myself in it recently. I need to get this many people in my next program, and then realize I was doing it to myself again. It causes so much stress and pressure, and I've definitely been guilty of it too. I'd love to tell you about a health product I use literally every day. I started taking AG1 because I wanted more lasting energy to charge me for my super busy days, physically for working out and mentally for the challenges of the day. Oh, a man has it over-delivered. With AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you get your day right. I grab mine in the morning. It suits me to save significantly on time and get the high-quality sources I need to feel my best. It tastes amazingly refreshing too. No disgusting aftertaste. Your subscription comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in winter months when we don't get as much sunlight. Oh, and don't just take my word for it. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. You can take advantage and prioritize your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/pardo. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/pardo to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. What's the message today? Well, the message is focus on feeling good rather than the outcome. Focus on feeling good rather than the outcome. Because when we start to feel good, we start to attract more of what we want. Now, you've got to be specific on what you want in order to get more of it and do things daily. Yeah, when we're like focusing on something, we're like, we're going to feel good when we get to it. There's always that ongoing hamster wheel we're just caught on in life and we don't change. It's like a great analogy is like the dogs who chase the white rabbit at the races. They always chasing. They never get to it. So ask yourself these few questions in order to feel better. First of all, ask yourself, what do you want? Ask yourself, what do I want? What do you want? As in, I'm talking to you, of course. What does Johnny want? What do you want? What is it you want? Not what do you not want? What do you want? What do you want specifically in life? Maybe it takes a bit of time to sit down and think about it. Ask yourself that question. The second question, which links with it, is why do you want it? You might say, I want $1 million or pounds. You say, you want $1 million or pounds. Why do you want it? Well, a load of money would be good. Okay, that's probably not a strong enough reason. Money's just a load of dead people on paper. To be totally honest, you want it for a reason. You want it for freedom. You want it for opportunities. You want it for contribution. What do you want it for? So what do you want and why do you want it? Now, we are going into getting away from the outcome, but first of all, that justifies to you what you want and sets you in a direction. Ask yourself, what kind of person would I need to be in order to achieve what I want? So you set yourself a vision. Now you've got to understand what kind of person you need to be. Okay, what would they be doing day in, day out? And then this is where the fourth question comes in. How can I become this person and enjoy the process? So you're taking away from the outcome and you're just asking yourself, how can I enjoy the process every day? If perhaps you want to earn a certain amount of money, how can you research or learn about it every single day? That's a way that's fun, because we're more likely to do something that's fun. Now, again, there's going to be something now and then that's not going to be as fun, but try and make it fun as much as possible. And if you really don't like it, try and outsource it. How can you enjoy the process every single day towards who you want to be and where it's going to get you? It's not about where you get to. It's about the person you become in the process, enjoying the journey. Remember, you can win over $1,500 worth of coaching in prizes if you drop a rating and review on Apple Podcasts before the 30th of May. Just see the show notes for more information. Okay, and my bonus tip for today is get a coach. Okay, now this might be quite biased as I'm kind of in that space. I'm a podcast specialist and a neuroencoding specialist, and I've been a confidence coach as well. Now it's going to sound biased, but it's changed my life as a coach. And I've heard so many people change their life, even clients I've worked with. They're like, wow, it changed my life. Obviously, you change your life by taking action. Yeah, what's a coach going to do? A coach is going to get you clearer, and they're going to look out for what you want, okay? They're going to help you facilitate what's going to work for you. And I suggest getting a coach that resonates with you, someone who's going to allow you to enjoy the process, but they're going to help you become clearer and see things that you don't. Perhaps you're doing something in a cycle that's not enjoyable and you're just stressing. They'll be able to see that, but getting a coach is really going to help you progress. So thank you for listening today. I really, really appreciate you for being here and improving your life and therefore the lives of others around you. If you've appreciated this, please share it with friends and family so we can reach more people together. I appreciate you and keep working on that self-confidence every single day.